Yes, give him microphone over there. Stand there, okay? Answer your, ask your question.
Daddy, God bless you. God
bless you too.
I'm sorry to take you back west to the strength of the church. Daddy, according to chapter 16, Samson, as you taught us, and according to Revelation, stand is, you know, like a church. And according to that chapter 16, Delilah, he tried Samson 4 good times before he got him.
Yep.
And she didn't came as a chameleon. She was very clear. We want to get you bound and afflict you. So, Daddy, I'm still thinking of why Samson, as a church, he saw his death, and yet he succumbed and revealed the secret. Is there anything behind?
Am I related to Samson?
Sorry, sir.
Me too. I don't know why he would do that. Delilah asked him, Samson, you are so strong. Tell me, what can somebody do to you that will render you powerless? Amen. She didn't say, I want to know so that I will finish you. No, there are two lovers talking. She came as one who loved him. So he thought she actually loved him. And two lovers are talking. Are you married?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know whether your wife includes this in among the tricks they do when they want to get something from you. There are things that your wife will do anytime you want something from you. This man, I could take get this thing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Maybe, you know, that is where the power was. So naturally there will be sensations and the hair will scratch arm. And remember that he's not to put any razor there. So you see, maybe water too may not be cleaning it always. So you know, naturally the thing will itch up. So the girl, they are Samson, the thing is sweeter. Eh? You are so strong, Samson. Come, wait till I go. Wait till person feet. Tell me the secret of your power, honey. That's how she came. Came as if, you know, the serpent came to Eve. Did he come to finish her? No. We are one. Praise the Lord. So, if Samson had known, he wouldn't have done that. But they had a good relationship. And remember that he was there to serve a purpose also. To teach us certain lessons. So God will allow it. Do you know that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh? When Pharaoh will have seen all and said, let them go, God will go and harden his heart. Then he said, I will not let you go. Why? We understand later, God made Pharaoh so that he will use him to show the whole world what he can do and undo. That he is a powerful God. So, also, God, knowing what the Antichrist system, the Antichrist spirit will be doing against the church, he let the story of Samson there for us to understand also how it will happen spiritually. So the woman that came, you know, she came like one who wanted to serve Christ too. But instead, destroyed the whole meal. Matthew 13 verse 33. That parable there. So you have to understand. And remember, he did it four times. She did it four times. And the gates of hell that Jesus Christ spoke of in Matthew chapter 16, they are the four beasts, four horse riders in Revelation chapter 6. The first horse rider, the second horse rider, the third horse rider, and the fourth horse rider. And it is the same woman, the same power, the same thing. Four. Remember also the four beasts, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, the camerworm, palmerworm, and the locust. Four also. They are those that destroyed Israel. And they are talking about four world empires. So everything, you know, was just a type for you to understand spiritually where we are now. Praise the Lord. And why the church has crumbled to the estate that we are in now. This is Vigil now. You may be surprised that a church that sinners were afraid to join after they saw what God did to two man and a woman that came alive before the church. It killed them. The Holy Ghost killed them. Fear caught everybody. But that church remained pure. But after some time, the church has degenerated to what it is today. Sitting down here, maybe somebody coming for Vigil this night, branch beer parlor first before coming. Yes, and drank beer well, well. As a church, let me not call the name of the denomination, Atojodu, one of their branches, last year or so, that invited me to come and hold a program for them there. It's their biggest parish in Lagos. Thousands of them. And that night, we ministered, and one of the prophets that went with me, when it was time for him to minister, collected the microphone and went to the congregation. I saw one man say, "Stand up, sir. The Lord tell me this is your name. This is this. He said, "On your way coming to church, you branch beer parlor. You drank beer. Mention the name of the beer. Is it true?" The man said, "Yes, sir." After some time also, I went with Sister Joy Obuji. When she collected microphone, she went again to another person. He said, "You were laughing when they were pointing at that man that drank beer before coming." He said, "You too. You branch beer parlor before coming to church. Is it true?" The man said, "Yes, ma." And they are coming with that dirty mouth to pray to a holy God. Praise the Lord. But that is the estate of the fallen church. So no more power. So witches come to church, sit down comfortably. Queen of the coast sent his daughter, her daughters. They come and sit down here. Sit down in the church and be disturbing the flow of the spirit. And nothing happens. People stay in the church and they will collapse back and die. Then go rush them, go mortuary. No more life. No more life. The thing that you should take away, sin, is no more there, has been watered or even taken away. The unadulterated word of God. It has been polluted. It doesn't matter. You can come anyhow. And the truth is, from my experience, the children of God, they love truth. If you tell them the truth, they will repent. They're not telling them the truth. If not, why do some of them leave those churches and come here and change? Because they never had it. They told them it is okay. But it is the estate that we are in today. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Daddy, sorry, I still have one more question.
Go ahead.
Sorry if it may sound funny. I was discussing with just a young boy of 11, 12 years old. There is this thing he said, and I asked him, "With this angelic face?" And the small boy said, "No, I'm not an angel." I said, "Why did you say that?" He said, "I doesn't have wings." And I remembered where we came from. Whenever they draw angels, they draw them with wings. So, does angels have wings? And what does that stand for?
Praise the Lord. The ones I have seen, I don't see wings. And I cannot use that to make it a doctrine. Because God chooses anyhow, any pattern to reveal himself. For them to be drawing them with wings, it means somebody may have seen in a vision the ones with wings. So how they look like is not what matters, but what they say. If it goes contrary to the Bible, then they are demons disguising. So anyhow you appear to me, it does not matter. I want to hear what till you come for. Praise the Lord. But I believe that they can appear anyhow. So somebody asked me that angels that he saw, they are all men. That is male. But that the ones that appeared to somebody, say he saw them, they were female that appeared. Now I keep saying, I say I cannot also make a doctrine of it, because God can take the form of any woman that you know and come into the room, and you see that he talked to you and he disappeared. Still, the important thing is, what is the message? That is why you should concentrate on.
Thank you.
God bless you. The last, no more sister. Any other sister? No, thank you very much. The last brother. Can we take one more brother? One more brother. Time don't go. Number four. Okay, there's a question from Germany. Okay, Sister Esther. We left trousers after hearing the message 2 years ago. And we live in Ireland. And so far, there is no difference. It's only the mindset. We have boots, leggings, tights, warm skirts. So there is no excuse. God bless you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? No excuse. No excuse. Praise the Lord. See the ones that God will use to judge. It doesn't matter, Christians. In the same Europe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Before you round up, before I met the bride, hello, good morning, Pastor Mosley.
God bless you, Sister Oluchi from Spain.
Yes, good morning, sir. Please, I before I met the bride, my head 2 times of the weather, because the weather was affecting my head so much. And even now, I was going to report it again, but every time you normally say that it's not good for a woman to cut her head, because now the middle of very low, while the very high. I'm sorry, I
didn't hear you very well, Sister Oluchi, but you are asking concerning your hair.
Hello, Pastor Moses, good morning. Can you hear me now?
Better now, yes.
Yes, well, I'm asking you, how I said, thinking about my head, 42 times, so bad weather. So now, as I'm talking to you now, I was planning to cut again. So I said, oh, I will ask you, because my hair, some part of them are very short and the other part is high. So I don't know what to do. From the good or to lose it, I don't.
God bless you, Sister Luchi. Our sisters here are sharing in your concern. Now, always remember, another sister sent me a text message or so, or see an email. He said that she, after hearing our message, that she has decided to do away with the perverted hair, the palm hair she has, so that her natural hair can grow, if she can cut off the whole hair and allow the natural one grow. The same thing, sister, with you. God judges our motives for whatever we do. So, you are not cutting it for fashion. You are cutting it so that it should be, the hair will appear as it should be. You have not sinned in trimming your hair to remove unwanted ones. and then to give you the shape of a woman. Nothing is wrong if it is not because of fashion you are doing it. God bless you. Okay?
Praise the Lord, church.
God bless you.
My question goes to some Sundays ago, our loving pastor Francis in the Sunday school, he was teaching us and spirit behind the letter, something like that. And I gained a lot. But when he came to the area of paying tax to Caesar, giving what belongs to Caesar, and the one to God. So he just, in brief, he speak about paying levies and tax. But to me, I think that what the Lord is talking about is more of that, more than that. So, sir, I want you to put more light on that, because I believe what the Lord is talking about is not about paying tax and levy in that area.
Let me get your understanding first.
So, to my understanding, just like if you read the book of Luke, chapter 23, when they accused him, like Luke 23:1-3, they accused him still that he did not support them paying tribute to Caesar. And the area he taught us about paying levies is on the book of Matthew chapter 17:24-27. That is where he asked Peter to go and cut fish in the sea, that he saw money in the mouth and pay for him and for the disciples. So that place to more explained.
No, you have not told me your understanding.
So what my understanding is that place,
when Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's, what is your understanding?
So my understanding there is that the Lord is telling them, because the disciples of the Lord they are not supposed to partake in anything idolatry. So something like that.
Was that what gave back to that statement?
Anyway, I want to
throw
more light on that.
We are coming to look for a gift, have reason to incriminate him. That's why they were asking him whether it is proper to pay tribute, which is another form of tax, so that he will hear him maybe tell his disciples, no, we don't pay any tribute to anybody. Then they will have it as a reason to arrest him as he's breaking the law of the land. And he quickly, told them to bring the coin. Whose picture is on the coin? Caesar. So who has it? Caesar. So give to Caesar what is Caesar. But he also reminded them, the one that is for God, also give it to God. What belongs to God. So, when you talk about levies, taxes. Christians, we are here on earth. We are here doing our economic activities here. And the government says these taxes should be paid. You are supposed to pay those taxes. If you don't pay, it is even sin before God and man. You're supposed to pay your taxes as a Christian. Now, I also have broken it down to what I feel is foolishness and not righteousness. When you go to traditional marriage and they tell you, bring 3 jerrycans of power. If you are marrying from Imo. Or from Enugu. And they say, bring it. Then you are going to that village. You say, I'm a Christian. I cannot give what I don't take. I cannot give you. Why? You are going for traditional marriage. Amen. It is traditional marriage. You are going to dictate to them the condition for the release of their daughter to you. You are a Christian. Then why you go pick wife from an unbeliever village?